Absolutely. This has been a phenomenon we've seen a number of weeks back, and what we had was people from cities and major urban areas heading as usual to, as if it was a holiday, to the holiday spots across the country, to the coastline, and obviously in Donegal. Normally we would be delighted to have visitors. We welcome them with open arms, but for God's sake, I mean, it must be obvious to everybody at this stage that, you need to stay home. You cannot be going on holiday to your second homes at this stage. So I am appealing to people who would be inclined to come to Donegal, who are in Donegal right now, to go home. There are emergency powers now available to Gardaí. They have the ability to stop and detain people if necessary. They have the ability to fine people if necessary. And indeed, they can knock on doors of holiday homes and ask people to go home. Now, hopefully, it doesn't come to that. And I hope that the small minority of people who are still doing this will cop on.
And surely, as you mentioned, all of those things, the emergency laws, the prospect of Gardaí calling to the doors of holiday homes, surely, these people come here for a quiet, relaxing time. It couldn't be worth their while now having to constantly look over their shoulder.
No, indeed. And, I have to say, I just cannot believe, I've been getting reports from across Donegal of people going to beaches for day trips, of people in their holiday homes. Clearly, outside that 2 kilometre area, and to repeat again, in case anybody has any doubt, the 2 kilometres, if you go outside it, it's for purposes of work. If it's your nearest store, shop, to get essential food and so on for your home, or to care for your loved ones, there's no other reason that you can be outside that 2 kilometre area. So, there can be no doubt we have now emergency laws in place. We have temporary emergency powers. Hopefully nobody will be detained. Hopefully nobody will be fined. Hopefully nobody will have to have a knock on their second home. But if they behave selfishly and recklessly, then if necessary, these powers will be used. It's terrible that it's come to this. The small minority of people who just are, regardless or selfish, who have not looked at the threat, the dangers, where nurses have lost their lives already in this country and across the water. What does it take for them to get the message? And if they're not listening, if they continue to be selfish, then so be it. The emergency powers are there now to deal with them.